Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air till 10, and we are also 10 days into December now. It's a Tuesday. The weather is wintry and fine out there. All present and correct after our trip to Monaghan yesterday. I'd say Dorothy has sold out of our turkeys by now. You may talk to us in the usual fashion, please. Back in Studio 6 as we are today. The WhatsApp is 087 032 32 32. That's north and south. The text is 51551. And you can also email oliver@rte.ie. That's the email. Welcome. Excellent show for you again this morning. We're going to meet two people who represent Ireland at the highest level in minority sports in this country, namely weightlifting and in badminton. And they've won medals, and indeed one of them qualified for the Olympics twice. They also happen to be siblings, and theirs is an unbelievable story of immigration, really, from Vietnam to Belturbet in County Cavan. You might know Nat Nguyen, but we'll also meet his sister Tammy as well. And I'm excited for you to hear that story, to be honest. We're also going to meet a woman. Well, she's the founder of Women in Shooting Sports in Ireland. In her case, gallery rifle shooting. You know, nothing is harmed. But she also has a major role in the Catholic Church in this country. So two things you would not expect to put together. We'll let Julie Moran explain all when she joins us as well this morning. Okay. What has happened? Well, we're looking at the year in review, even though it's only the 10th of December. This happens always at this time of the year. And Google's revealed the most searched for events, people, things, questions, food and movies and TVs and all that across the country in 2024. Obviously, the Olympics gathered huge interest and Eurovision as well. The various medal winners from Daniel Whiffen and Kelly Harrington and the word repechage. We'll come to that in a moment, because I think the overall, as in the most Googled terms in Ireland, are a little bit surprising. Euros 2024 was number one on the list, followed by the US election, and then Kate Middleton, which I suppose highlights our fascination with British royals in Ireland, which we sometimes deny to ourselves. In fact, Kate Middleton is the most Googled person among Irish Google users, then Donald Trump, and you have to go down to third on the list, where Kelly Harrington, and fourth Daniel Whiffen, to have the two most Googled Irish people. But yeah, also on the list is Luke Littler. He was the 16-year-old darts champion who is more Googled in Ireland this year than Cillian Murphy, who's surprised, the best Oscar winner. But Cillian pips Kamala Harris and Joe Biden on the top 10 list of most Googled people. If you go to the overall again, Euros, I said, number one, then US election, then Kate Middleton, then Baby Reindeer, which was the Netflix series about a stalker. And then the Olympics comes by. I mean, I find hard to believe that Baby Reindeer was more Googled in Ireland than the Olympic Games, who just beat Oasis with the furore over the availability of tickets and the price of the tickets as the most Googled terms. We'll dig more into it. Well, we go to sport because they separate them into different categories. Euros 24, Olympics, second most Googled sport. Paralympics is third there. That is a great success for that story that came right after the Paris Olympics, and Paralympics were also in Paris. So they will be delighted in Paralympics Ireland to be the third most Googled sports occasion of the year. The rugby people beat out the GAA because Ireland, New Zealand, Ireland versus England, Ireland versus South Africa in rugby are next in the top five list. Then you have the African Cup of Nations, which is more football, and you have to go down to, what is it, number seven on the list to find GA, the All-Ireland Hurling Final there, which was ahead of Spain and England, which of course was the Euros final. And Mike Tyson, Jake Paul fight squashes out Katie Taylor on that list, which is just a reminder of the sad. Among the TV shows and movies most Googled things of the year, only one single Irish entry of those 20, and that is Small Things Like These, unless you're counting Bodkin, which was the Netflix thing made by the Obama's company, and which was set and shot in West Cork, Bodkin. So we can claim that one as the most Irish, most Googled Irish TV shows. But Small Things Like These is the only Irish thing that makes the list. Although Gladiator 2 is on the list, we're claiming that as well, I suppose. The biggest question of the year, how to register to vote. That should give you a little bit of a a lift, because this obviously will skew younger Googled terms, and it's obviously people registering to vote for the first time. And one of the most Googled questions was, what is the referendum about? And those are the referendums that were rejected earlier in the year. And repêchage made it to the list because, and that reminds you of the Olympics in July and August when it kind of gave someone the extra chance, wasn't it? It was like the repêchage came from one sport and kind of expanded to almost everything in the end. So you got you were knocked out, but you had one more opportunity to get in. The backdoor system, as it were, kind of like a qualifiers thing. Roz represent. What is Brat Summer? So what is Baby Reindeer about? Was another one. People were obsessed with Baby Reindeer, and it came out in January, February, didn't it? And it also started all sorts of questions about was it fair to the person who was allegedly the stalker, because she was never charged with anything, and on and on. But anyway, it was a huge show that people in Ireland seemed to very much enjoy. Kate Middleton obviously was number one on the list because of her cancer story. So it's a lot more than just Irish people being interested in British royals. It was a big story of this young woman, young mother in the public eye, and the speculation over where she'd been for a few months, and there were lots of jokes and things, and then people realised when she was unwell, went, oh, whoops. And it was April by the time we discovered that Kate Middleton, what she was going through, and is still going through, by the way, was Google person among Irish Googlers. Now, you remember to something that was the fiction becomes factual. Succession, huge hit series with fantastic music, it must be said. Well, the real family behind Succession are now in the news because it's the Murdoch family, that of Rupert Murdoch, of course, the huge family, the dynasty that owns and controls the huge conservative media empire in America and around the world, including Fox News, The Wall Street Journal, The New York Post, huge newspapers and television outlets in Australia and Britain. Over here would be the London Times, and there's a Sunday Times Irish version, the Sun, and the Sun have, of course, newspapers in Ireland and Australia as well. So the tussle over the succession of that empire was in the courts, and the media were trying to get to have a look behind the veil, and they didn't really get in. But we have discovered now who is going to succeed the 93-year-old as head of his empire. Big topic of conversation. Brian Cox played who we believed was a Rupert Murdoch character, sort of like a compound character, as you'd call him. So when he was divorcing his second wife, Rupert Murdoch, he set up an irrevocable trust which divided control of these companies equally among Rupert Murdoch's four oldest children after his death. And it was irrevocable. The clue was in the name. So he favoured his son Lachlan. He wanted to give the full control of the empire and remove the voting power of the other three children. And they would still get all the money, but they wouldn't be able to control this huge conservative empire, which is so important, particularly in America and around the world. James and Elizabeth are among the other two kids who kind of led this this effort to stop Rupert Murdoch and Lachlan taking control or sending it in his direction. And they have less conservative views than the brothers. So Lachlan kind of chimes more with the father in terms of pro-Trump, pro-Republican, all that sort of stuff. And James Murdoch's famously in the news for saying that his empire basically are a big part of climate denial and other issues, and propagating lies around the January 6th insurrection on Capitol Hill and all of that. And he resigned from News Corp. So what happened in the end? Rupert Murdoch failed in his bid to change that trust that will run the companies after his death. So the four kids will have equal ownership. And as The Guardian is pointing out this morning, it may not mean any change to the business model, because the business model is very much pro-Trump. The bottom line is the bottom line. And the Fox model is working very well, especially since Donald Trump has returned to power. So that's the answer to that. The succession battle is over. He says he'll appeal. It continues. There might be another season. Oh God, please let there not be another season. It ended okay on episode 3. And that was the end. You got a D-Day with this? Is that bad fate? Stop trying to be DJ, it's not going to work. Now, private investigators will be surely involved in that, in any empire that's falling apart. This is very curious. 10 million euro was spent on private eyes in Ireland last year. These are private investigators. There are 202 people who work within private investigation, and there are 92 contracts. About 300 people working in this PI industry in Ireland, which very much happens under the radar. Since November 2022, any employee working as a private investigator has to be licensed by the Private Security Authority. There is a regulatory body. So workers falling under this requirement can be those involved in services such as debt collection. That's a lot of the work of PIs. Tracing agents, that could be people who are estranged from their family. It might be maybe adoption cases and so on. Loss assessors, adjusters and security consultants, private security and so on. We believe a lot of insurance companies hire these investigators. Well, we know this from court cases where they are overturning huge claims because they've been spotting someone in the gym after claiming that they can't lift anything or leave the house and so on. Under the law, private investigators are defined as those who obtain or furnish information relating to the personal character, actions or occupations of someone, or the character or kind of business in which someone is engaged. This is what they do. And it applies for those who search for missing persons. So a lot of people spend private money, a lot of retired Gardaí are involved in it, for instance, to get information. And also there are landlords and other people fighting over divorces and whatnot, looking for information in relation to loss or damage of property and all that. It's a curious one. 10 million spent, 300 people working in that industry, which is regulated. It's something you associate with American crime novels and all of that sort of thing. Oh, by the way, I want to tell you that the shortlist for the overall Irish Book of 2024 is out now. Last year's winner, you remember, the overall Book of the Year was The Bee Sting by Paul Murray. So we've now six titles competing for the overall Unpussed Irish Book of the Year Award. They were drawn from the 16 category winners at the Book Awards, which happened a week and a half ago. And they were chosen from the highest number of votes secured during the shortlist voting process with the public. So you, the readers, have decided this. The six nominated titles, though, they will vie for the title of overall Irish Book of the Year. They are Heartbeat at Peace by Donal Ryan, Fia and the Last Snow Deer, Eilish Fisher, Frankie, by Graham Norton. We had all three of those authors in our studio here across the year. The other three, A Stranger in the Family by Jane Casey, that's a crime novel. Obsessed by Johnny Sexton with Peter O'Reilly, the story of Johnny Sexton rugby. And Nature Boy, A Journey of Birdsong and Belonging by Sean Ronayne is also in the running for the overall book. So they are the six titles, it's down to those. And I'm going to be hosting the TV show on RT1 television, which is Thursday week, to announce the actual winner out of those six. And as I say, following the footsteps of Paul Murray and the Bee Sting, Fintan O'Toole another year, the late Vicky Phelan as well, Walnut and Dhiren na Gcrích. So there are Mike McCormick. There are a long, long list of coveted and well-known names and so on. I'm Kate Middleton, this is a text. I'm English and completely understand Ireland's mixed feelings about our royal family over here, but Kate is really hard to dislike. An attractive, open, natural demeanour, battling cancer now. Not a fan of the royals, but she's the poster girl for them. And her husband seems solid and they're an attractive, devotedly couple, it's clear to me. Yes, I know you're missing among there that she is a normal person who came from well outside a hereditary privilege and has remained stoically dignified, the two of them, in the face of constant tabloid conjecture and even all the way through all those jokes and everything that went on for a couple of months. In fact, when you saw Prince William, I don't know if you watched the Notre Dame reopening and Prince William was sent out to meet Donald Trump. What an incredibly difficult thing to do. And again, he carried himself off with great aplomb, even though Trump has now been quoted in various places saying he looks better in real life. Like, really? That's what you've learned from that meeting? Okay, thanks a million for that. Listen, we kicked off the Christmas song season with Jamie Duffy yesterday and his rendition of Fairy Tale in the show. So we'll keep it Irish if we can as we go towards the big day. Covers count, by the way, for sure, and deadly Irish artists doing festive hits. So will we let people send in some of our ideas? We will. We will within reason. 087 032 32 32 on the WhatsApp and 51551 on the text. Why not? While you're mulling over the music for mulled wine times, we'll begin with Kildare's finest doing Let It Snow. So it's the Timbertones of Jackal. Good morning.